السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم علماء کرام respected brothers also sisters of the madrasa and those listening over receivers we all know that we have just come out of the month of Ramadan and in the month of Ramadan we were trying to develop God consciousness that means Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is present Allah ta'ala is all seeing all hearing all knowing and therefore we were restraining ourselves from so many different kinds of haram and not only of haram but even those things which were halal solely on the order and hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala no person would eat and drink until it is sunset irrespective of how much of privacy he may have had and how much of opportunities he may have had to eat and drink. So why restrict it only to eat and drink? Just as in the month of Ramadan, the person had so much of opportunities to eat and drink. Or if he had a wife, then to engage in his passion. Now he had so much of opportunities, and there are many, many people who were just married, or they're young, they had young brides but they restrained themselves there were so many people who were hungry and thirsty but they restrained themselves but the opportunities were there the point that I'm emphasizing is that the opportunities were there it's not that there was no opportunity or there was no temptation The temptation and the opportunity was there. If the person wanted to eat, drink, then there was nobody watching. He could have ate, he could have drank. And especially whilst fasting, that is why I have repeatedly mentioned Akbar Allahabadi's, that beautiful saying, Saum hai iman se, iman rukhsat saum gum. Qaum hai Qur'an se, Qur'an rukhsat qaum gum. Saum is with iman. There's no question of fasting if there's no iman. Many faiths, many religions, there's different kinds of fasts. In some faiths you can eat everything. You must not eat eggs, you must not eat fish, or you must not eat certain things. But everything else you can eat. And that is the fast. Other faiths have got other things. But Islam... total abstinence from all kinds of food and drink dawn to sunset so the opportunities were there the temptations were there but the person restrained himself from eating and drinking or engaging in his carnal passions and desires with his wife although all the opportunities were there he was a young person or recently married then what was it that was restraining him Nothing else. How many times we have discussed this? Nothing else. Except that my Allah is watching. That's all. What else? Nothing else. So those who are saying that after Ramadan, temptation, 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 what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? We do exactly what we did in Ramadan. Is there anything else to do? Just place yourself in the month of Ramadan. Because it is the same Allah Ta'ala. It's not that that Allah only comes into existence in the month of Ramadan. And once the month of Ramadan goes by and the sun sets and the Eid is celebrated, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala now goes to sleep or goes to rest because he's very tired in the month of Ramadan. He had to keep a check on everybody that whether they're eating or drinking. Na'uzubillah is that kind of Allah that we believe in. It is the same Allah. There's no question of another Allah after Ramadan. So all those who are saying now after Ramadan there's temptation and what do we do and again those bad habits that we had given up and those same drugs and drink and wine and women and everything all the, and the porn sites on the internet and sometime cell phone filth, everything is tempting again. Definitely it will tempt. Who said it's not going to tempt? Did Allah Ta'ala mention in the Quran Sharif, Hadith Sharif that after Ramadan you won't get any temptation? Does it say anywhere that after Ramadan you won't get any temptation, you'll become an angel and after that there will be no temptation at all. Your nafs will be completely dead and finish. Doesn't say anywhere that. There is no taqwa without temptation. The only difference will be that the person who made real mujahada, he made real effort to suppress that nafs and he disciplined himself. So Allah Ta'ala then makes it easy for him then to practice on all his ahkam for the rest of the 11 months of the year. That is what happens because the person has suppressed that nafs. But the nafs is never dead. It can spring back any time. Just give it a little taste, that same incident of that snake you have heard many times, which was appearing lifeless because of the cold and wind and snow. But there was life in it. Just that little heat of the sun and it sprang back to life. So in the same way after Ramadan, that nafs which was suppressed in Ramadan must just get a little taste, just one time again that porn site, one time again that filthy magazine, one time again that music, one time again that prostitute, one time again that TV, movie, Hollywood, Bollywood, whatever the person was addicted to, or one more time again mandrax or cocaine or anything else that the person was taking, and he will be back to square one. So then what was the purpose of the whole exercise, the whole of Ramadan? The person was restraining himself. Again, the same example I repeat and I will go on repeating. That a sensible person, if his car was dented, there were lots of dents on that car because of terrible accident. So now he gave it for repairs. Now the dents have been removed. The car had been given back to him in showroom condition. So what must the sensible person do? He must drive it safely, carefully. He must be cautious. He must avoid accidents. He must be sharp. He must be alert. He must look right, look left, look in the rear view mirror behind him, everything is okay. Then again, whilst he's driving carefully, he's checked everything, his oil and water and pressure and the car engine and everything is okay. Somebody came and hit the car from the back. Or he was driving and suddenly due to his sugar level going very high or going very low, or his pressure going very high or low, something happened and the person, or there was a slippery road due to some oil spill and he meets up with an accident. So then take it back to the garage and get it repaired. But after having received the car in showroom condition, if he now drives on the road looking for some oil patch so that he may meet up with an accident, what would you think of that person? You tell that person, look, is there an asylum nearby here? The nearest one, don't even go very far because your brain needs some examination. You must have heard many times of the Governor General of Pakistan. But every time I relate it, I enjoy it myself. Because this Governor General of Pakistan in that time, Liaquat Ali's time, years ago, so he went to inspect the new asylum. So inside the asylum, he found three people there who were talking to. So one of them looked at this Governor General and he said, "Ek aur aa gaya." One more came away now to join us. So the Governor General with his whole entourage there, he says, "Tum nahi jante main kaun hoon? Main Governor General of Pakistan hoon." He says, "We know you very well. Because when we were outside, we also used to say we are Governor Generals of Pakistan. That's why they put us inside here. Because we said that, that's why they put us here." So now the person who's going in search of an accident, that's where he must be put. There's no other place for him. So all those who are saying temptation, temptation, and now we, what are we going to do, what are we going to do, what are we going to do? We must do the same thing, exactly the same thing, nothing else what we did in Ramadan. Where we were conscious that my Allah is watching, if I have to eat, if I have to drink. What would have happened if the person ate and drank? We would have said his fast broke. And if he did it purposely, we'll say now you must give kafara. It was 60 consecutive fasts for breaking one fast purposely. Of course, we're not talking about the person who fell very sick and he had to break his fast and all those other details. I'm not talking about that. A fit, healthy person purposely just ate and drank. So then what must he do? So we will say his fast broke. and look at the seriousness of the sin. So who is it that said that his fast broke now? Was it somebody else's hukam? Same Allah Ta'ala gave that order. Same Allah Ta'ala's hukam. Same Allah is watching. Same Allah is listening. Same Allah is knowing everything that we are doing. So now the temptation came. That click this button and watch the porn. Now the person, before he puts his fingers there, now he thinks, in whose hand is my life? In Allah Ta'ala's hands. And if he paralyzes me now, or if he orders this angel of death to take away the soul from my body, then everybody will see this dadi wala, kurta wala, topi wala, first saf wala, haji saab, khanqa saab, tabligh saab. This is what he was doing in the privacy. ये माना मासियत में मुजरिमाना थोड़ी लज्जत है, ये माना मासियत में मुजरिमाना थोड़ी लज्जत है, मगर उस पालने वाले से ये कैसी बगावत है, मगर उस पालने वाले से ये कैसी बगावत है। जरा सी देर की लज्जत हमेशा की नदामत है, जनाजा आबरू का दफन करना ये कैसी हिमाकत है। Which you have heard again many times, but if it comes suddenly in my mind, I'm not going to leave it, because there's a lesson in it, and a very, very important lesson, that I agree and I acknowledge that indeed that there is some kind of pleasure in haram. There is some kind of pleasure. The person who is committing adultery, he'll get some kind of pleasure. The person who has stolen something, he'll get some kind of pleasure. But it is stolen pleasure. And I always give the example of the person who has stolen a Rolls Royce or a brand new Mercedes of the latest model, and he's driving, but it's stolen. So he's enjoying the aircon, he's enjoying the radio, he's enjoying the music, he's enjoying the seat, he's enjoying all the buttons and all the new technology that is in there. And suddenly he looks in his rear view mirror and he says, oh, half a dozen police cars behind him with guns blazing. Now will he enjoy the ride anymore after that? So this is just a little while of pleasure, temporary pleasure. And then the guns will blaze in the qabr and in the akhirat. And not only there, even in this world, the person's life sometimes becomes miserable, and sometimes he suffers such kind of fate that Allah Ta'ala protect us. For temptation will lead you into trouble and will make you cry. So how long are we going to keep saying that, I just can't resist? How long are we going to keep saying that? How did we resist and restrain ourselves in Ramadan? So azmat of Allah must come in our hearts. When the azmat of Allah Ta'ala will come into our hearts, then we are not going to make these silly excuses. There is willpower Allah Ta'ala has given, make use of it. Then again, accident, there can be a lapse. But there is no question of being persistent. Hazrat Ji Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that ye mat kaho, guna kal chhod dunga. Mumin kehta hai, abhi chhod diya. That is what a mu'min is. He gave it up now. Then whatever happens tomorrow, accidental sin, make toba, but don't delay and say tomorrow, that tomorrow will never come. The past is history. The future is mystery. The present is the present. But the present also doesn't last long. The word that I used last was long. But the long also went away into history, and the last also went away into history. That's also gone to the past. So even the present is just a fleeting moment, not even a second. If you look at the present, what is the present? There's hardly any present. It's also gone into the past. That second which went away to the past, can anybody bring it back now? So Allah Ta'ala is very merciful, very forgiving, very loving. Allah Ta'ala dearly wants everybody to go to Jannat and enjoy the ni'mats of Jannat. Unlimited pleasures. Just a few years of this mujahada that the person has to make against his nafs. And then he will get such a kind of enjoyment, such a kind of enjoyment. In that mujahada also there will be enjoyment. Because he will realize that I am doing it for my beloved Allah. And the father is earning for the child that's beloved to him. For his wife who is beloved to him. The person is going early morning to work, coming back in the evening and is getting tired and all that. But that wage packet that he is getting, so there's a kind of enjoyment. And when the person will get this enjoyment, that my Allah is becoming pleased with this mujahada, then Allah Ta'ala will give him such an enjoyment in it, that the kings don't know of that enjoyment. Then he will enjoy his namaz, he'll enjoy his zikr, he'll enjoy his tilawat. He won't do it for the sake of enjoyment. Whether he gets enjoyment or doesn't get, he must still do it for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. But then Allah Ta'ala will give him that enjoyment. لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترکِ وطن اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترکِ وطن. Just giving up your city, town, country is not sufficient for hijrat. We say we made hijrat. What hijrat? If you don't give up sins, there's no hijrat. And then see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give gardens in the heart. Mana ke meer gulshan e jannat to dur hai. Arif hai magar dil mein khaliq e jannat liye huye. Mana ke meer gulshan e jannat to dur hai. Arif hai magar dil mein khaliq e jannat liye huye. For Mir, I know the gardens of Jannat are far away. But the Arif of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has got the Khaliq of Jannat in his heart. Who created sweetness in everything that we see? In anything that there's enjoyment, there's pleasure, there's happiness, there's sweetness. Who is the creator of happiness and sweetness? So when that Allah will come in the heart, like a capsule, Allah Ta'ala will put sweetness of iman into that heart. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us that same himmat and courage that we had in the month of Ramadan. Because this is something that I'm getting tired now. Every person just says, after Ramadan, now what, now what, how do I, what else are we going to do? Is there anything else? Do we change our Allah after Ramadan? Do we say that now we want an Allah who doesn't see, doesn't listen, doesn't know anything? We want that kind of Allah now after Ramadan. So whatever we did in Ramadan, we have to do outside Ramadan. Only thing, now those restrictions are removed, that now you can eat, drink. But you trained yourself so much that now you will only eat that which is halal, that which is haram you will restrain from. Women, you will only go to the wife, and any other woman is haram, you will restrain yourself. Drink, you will drink that which is halal. Business, you will do that which is halal. Earnings will be halal. Fulfillment of rights, that is what Iman Islam is all about, and that is what Ramadan was training us for. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give you and the ummah the tawfiq of amal. This is a majlis of zikr, first one after Ramadan, so that's why these few things came in my mind, so I mentioned it. Now listen to this, or some extracts from that beautiful poetry of Hazrat Mullaki Mukhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum. After looking at one of the big, huge bungalows of one of the Nawabs, that is where he composed this. There's nothing wrong, you live in a nice home, live in a, drive a good car and all those things, if Allah Ta'ala is blessed, there's nothing wrong. But if it diverts that person's attention, or he becomes extravagant, or he becomes miserly, or he begins to do injustice, then there is a problem. So after having mentioned that, رہوں روز و شب گرچہ باغِ ارم میں وہ دونوں جہادِ عمومِ کرم میں کروں عیش گوہر طرح کی نعم میں عطا ہفت اقلیم ہر ہر قدم میں میرے دل میں تیرا اگر غم نہیں ہے میرے دل میں تیرا اگر غم نہیں ہے تو یہ ساری راحت kam asam nahi hai. The gist of which is, no matter what kind of bungalow I stay in, no matter what kind of mansion or palace or home I stay in, and even if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, out of His fazal and ihsan, He gives me everything of this world, everything of both worlds, and I enjoy all the ni'mats, all the bounties, good home, good children, good wife, plenty of things to eat, good health, everything. Mere dil mein tera agar gham nahi hai, to ye sari rahat kam asam nahi hai. If I don't have that love in my heart, O Allah, for You, if Your muhabbat does not come into my heart, then all these things are no less than poison for me. Then it is nothing but poison. It is toxic. With all these things, if I have Your love and obedience, then alhamdulillah. But if there's no love, there's no obedience, then it is nothing but poison. That means they enjoy the ni'mats if it is in accordance with Allah Ta'ala's hukam. They don't disobey Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in those ni'mats.
Tumhi se hai jannat bi jannat hamari, tumhi se hai jannat bi jannat hamari, na ho tum to jannat mein bhi hoon main nari, na ho tum to jannat mein bhi hoon main nari, mohabbat ki dil mein lage zarbkari, mohabbat ki dil mein lage zarbkari, meri kamyabi ki aajaye bari, meri jaan ka koi sahara nahi hai, meri jaan ka koi sahara nahi hai, bajuz tere koi hamara nahi hai, meri jaan ka koi sahara nahi hai, meri jaan ka koi sahara nahi hai, bajuz tere koi hamara nahi hai, bajuz tere koi hamara nahi hai, meri jaan ka koi sahara nahi hai, meri jaan ka koi sahara nahi hai. Bajuz tere koi hamara nahi hai.
Says, if I have to go into Jannat, if it had not been for You in Jannat, then my Jannat would also have been hellfire. We want to go into Jannat because You will be there. We will see Allah Ta'ala with our naked eyes. That which we are desirous of, that Allah for whom we have been fasting, for whom we have been praying, we have been getting up late night, making Hajj, Umrah, restraining ourselves from haram when other people were going headlong. Now we want to see that Allah. Where else can we see Him except in Jannah? So if You had not been in Jannah, O Allah, then all the ni'mats of Jannah too would have been nothing for me. And if only I get one attack of Your muhabbat on my heart, then I know I am successful. If a person is stabbed with a knife on his heart, then the person dies. Physical death overcomes him. The knife of the muhabbat of Allah, if it has to stab the heart of a person, he gets life. He gets everlasting life. Muhabbat of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We haven't tasted it, we haven't enjoyed it, therefore we don't know what it is all about. Try it, give up sins for some time, go on a diet, then you don't have to read too much wazifas and all, and see how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives that taste. I don't have it, I'm trying, you try, Allah ta'ala will give it.
ये है इश्क में इम्तिहान किस बशर का, ये है इश्क में इम्तिहान किस बशर का, बनाए ज़बीहा जो अपने पिसर का, ये है इश्क में इम्तिहान किस बशर का, बनाए ज़बीहा जो अपने पिसर का, पिदर से है एजाज कल्ब व जिगर का, पिदर से है एजाज कल्ब व जिगर का, पिसर से है एजाज तस्लीम सर का, तेरे हुक्म पर क्या गवारा नहीं है, कोई तुझसे बढ़कर प्यारा नहीं है, तेरे हुक्म पर क्या गवारा नहीं है, तेरे हुक्म पर क्या गवारा नहीं है, कोई तुझसे बढ़कर प्यारा नहीं है, मेरी जान का कोई सहारा नहीं है, वजूद तेरे कोई हमारा नहीं है.
If Allah Ta'ala wills, in the next zikr majlis, inshallah, I'll give an explanation of what I just read now. Let's make a little bit of zikrullah now and make dua. Leave that light on at the back there. So Musa to leave that light on.
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है. अल्लाह जल जलालुहू, अल्लाह 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 Allah, 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 Allah,
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalalu, dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. Ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar, tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ, اللہ 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 اللہ
illallahu illallah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa atba'ihi ajma'in يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah Oh my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, loving, caring Allah. Oh my most tolerant Allah, Sattar al-Uyub, Ghaffar al-Zunub Allah. Oh my most beautiful Allah. Oh my most beneficent, merciful Allah. We are extending our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. We have just come out of the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, the month of Rahmat, the month of Barakat, the month of Maghfirat, when the rains of Rahmat and Maghfirat were pouring, Ya Allah, that month is gone. We don't know whether we will see another Ramadan. But oh my beloved Allah, you are the same Allah that was in the month of Ramadan. You are Rahim, you are Kareem, you are Sattar al-Uyub, Ghaffar al-Zunub. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. My beloved Allah, we have been very, very negligent in the month of Ramadan. We did not do justice to the fasting, to the tilawat, to the zikr, to the ibadat. Even in the month of Ramadan, how much of lustful glances, how much of engagement in zina, adultery, fornication. Ah, my beloved Allah, even in the month of Ramadan, how much of evil viewing, how much of evil listening, how much of evil speech, how much of drugs and drink and wine. Ah, my Allah, the month of Ramadan also, how much of negligence. So many of us in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam showed. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive each and every one of us. My Allah, after Ramadan, now where do we go? To whom do we turn? Who is there for us besides you? There is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. In the light of day or darkness of night. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. Ya Allah, forgive all the sins that we committed in our lifetime from the time we became of age up till now. Give us the tawfiq to make qaza of the salats that we have missed. To keep qaza of the fast that we have missed, to pay back the zakat that we may not have paid, and to undertake hajj if it is farz. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to pay back to whomsoever whatever is due. Give us the tawfiq to seek forgiveness from the people whom we may have caused harm and injury and pain without justification. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of all, of the young and old, of the rich and poor, of the black and white. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of our parents, our children, our neighbors, the society at large, Muslims or non-Muslims. My beloved Allah, it is not difficult for you to change the condition of our lives, to change the direction of our lives. May Allah, you blessed us with the himmat and courage in the month of Ramadan to restrain ourselves from eating and drinking. There was nothing else that could have made it easy for us to restrain. Ya Allah, it was just your fazl, your ihsan, that you gave us that realization that you are watching. Therefore, we restrained ourselves, my beloved Allah. Outside Ramadan, it is the same Allah. My beloved Allah, give us that same willpower and that same courage and that same strength that you blessed us with in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, in the month of Ramadan, there being so much of food and drink, and there were so many people, they had young wives, but Ya Allah, they restrained themselves just because it was your hukam. Outside Ramadan, Ya Allah, give us that same strength, courage. Change the direction of our lives, change the condition of our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu, badal de mera rasta dil badal. By Allah, how long are we going to walk the path of sins? How long will we remain like hypocrites on the surface of this earth? By Allah, a day is going to come when we have to present ourselves before you. Change the direction of our lives. Change the interests of our life. Ay Allah, humara zauk aur shauk badal de. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases, whether they are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, wherever they may be. Ya Allah, bless them with complete shifa from all sicknesses and ailments. Oh my beloved Allah, cure us of our spiritual ailments also. Shifa lies in your hands. Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zarur marizo ki shifa lekin daste khuda mein hai. We acknowledge that there is some effect in dua and dawa, but Ya Allah, shifa lies in your hands. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance. Clean and purify our hearts of envy and jealousy. Clean and purify our hearts of evil passions and desires. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, who is there to change the condition of our hearts besides you? You gave man the technology, my beloved Allah, of transplant of hearts. May Allah transplant a spiritually sound heart into our bodies. My beloved Allah, you gave man the technology of computer chips. They record millions of pieces of information. Just one press of the delete button and no information is left on that chip. My beloved Allah, hamare gunahon par delete button daba de. Press the delete button of our sins, my beloved Allah. Haa, mere Allah. Hum kidhar jaye? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Haa, mere Allah. Ab to hamara ban ja. Become ours and make us yours. How long are we going to remain distanced from you, my Allah? How long are we going to remain away from Quran and Sunnah? Ya Allah, what have we gained in the process? Nothing but anxieties, worries, restlessness and problems. Ya Allah, give us some taste of your qurb, your marifat, your yaqeen. Ya Allah, put the sweetness of iman into our hearts. Give us such enjoyment in our ibadah, zikr, tilawat and itaat, that we don't return to those sins anymore. My beloved Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Give us such a bond with you, my beloved Allah. My beloved Allah. Oh, my most beloved Allah. Give us such a bond with you, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from it. Let the waves of your muhabbat flow above our hearts. The waves of the ocean, my Allah, go on and on and on. Let the waves of your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam go on and on in our hearts. So much of love that it becomes extremely easy for us to do everything pleasing to you, and extremely easy to restrain ourselves from everything displeasing to you. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships, the pain, the problem, the suffering of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continent. Bless everyone with iman and Islam. Remove the conditions of drought and famine and AIDS and all other kind of suffering that mankind is going through. Ya Allah, bless everyone with iman and Islam. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannat. For those who have become obstinate, they have made up their minds, they will never ever accept Islam, even though they know the beauties of Islam. And they will continue with the tyranny and oppression and suppression. Then, my beloved Allah, then destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and the Samud. Send the gale force winds against them. Cause the earth to shake beneath their feet. May Allah cause the planes to crash and the ships to sink. My beloved Allah, have mercy on the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, popping drugs in our mouth, adultery, fornication, or watching some filth on the internet or television. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Take us to Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with death in Madina Tayyiba, with burial in Baqi. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. How much he begged for us, how much he asked for us. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our wives and children with that goodness, our parents with that goodness, the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. My beloved Allah, bless all workers of deen with ikhlas in their amal. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the desires, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Nothing else has gathered us here, my Allah, except that we are very, very hopeful for your mercy and forgiveness. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes and desires. Fulfill all their good wishes and desires. Students of ours who are writing examinations, bless them with complete success. Make them assets for our community. Protect them from the fitnas at the schools, colleges and universities. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the hardships, the difficulties, the problems, the suffering, the pain, the sicknesses and diseases that each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night is suffering. Ya Allah, remove their suffering, their pain. Remove the difficulties and problems. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli 'ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa 'ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin barik wa sallim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.